Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Herman.
That's right. What's up, everybody? Thanks so much for tuning in today. We hope you're having a great day, whatever you're doing. Driving, cleaning, walking, sitting, standing, crouching.
I know people that do clean while they listen to this podcast. Yep. I know people that drive while they listen to this podcast.
Who? Name them.
I don't want to because they're embarrassed by it.
That they listen or that they clean or drive?
Because they feel judged. They should be listening to Smartless or something.
They can listen to both.
Anyway, but they prefer us.
Hooray! Well, whatever you're doing, we hope you're doing it well and that it's giving you peace and joy. Yeah. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
The other day, you told us, if you don't mind sharing, that you felt something move.
That's right. Yeah, I shared it on the show the other day. Guys, I've started feeling the baby move in my little belly.
It's had to be weird.
Very weird. It's very weird. Every time I feel it move, even this morning, I was getting out of the shower and I was putting lotion on my stomach, you know, to prevent stretch marks. And I was putting lotion on and I was like, just under this skin. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you already, even though you asked me?
No, I'm actually recording this. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was like, there's a baby in there. Like, it's my first pregnancy, and I'm sure moms that have had multiples or have just had a baby before, like, please tell me you agree with me or had this experience. Like, I'm just still wrapping my head around it. Mm-hmm. Like, weeks ago, I had the realization, or just it really hit me that it's not just a conceptual, like, oh, I'm pregnant. Like, it's like, no, there's a baby in there.
Yeah.
But I still have that feelings a lot. But this morning, as I was putting on lotion, I was like, just beneath this skin, there's a baby. Mm. Like, there's a baby.
Something inside of me. I'm the host of this thing.
I'm the host of this
thing. When I was seven, I had worms. It must be similar.
It must be. It must be. So I am a little past 20 weeks. And
what's the destination? 20 weeks. Here we are.
Where 40 are we? Weeks.
40.
40 is full term.
So we're right at the half point.
Well, actually, excuse me. I'm 22 weeks.
Excuse me. We're at 22, so 22, we're a 22. Little more than half.
A little more than half.
Yeah.
But what's crazy
is, when do you get big? Because you're really not big yet. So when does that just happen overnight? Just like a 40 PSI?
I think it's
going to
start happening more rapidly.
Oh.
My doctor told me it would take a while for me to show because I'm 5'7", which for a girl is on the taller side.
Yes, it is.
And it's my first pregnancy, so my body, everything's new, you know, so it's like it's stretching for the first time, like the uterus and everything.
So on your sixth child.
Well, friends of mine and my mom said the same thing. She had three children, and then friends of mine that have had multiple children, and you just see it. You show a lot sooner in subsequent pregnancies.
Because
it's like your body's already like, oh, let's just get this sucker
You've
going.
You've already been stretched
The uterus
out.
Is like, woo! Mm. And so, I've started showing in the last several weeks, but it also just looks like I ate a really big sandwich. So, so I assume from here on out, because in the latest, the pregnancy app I have, which is Flow, F-L-O, for my fellow pregnant ladies. Every week it tells you a different fruit or vegetable that the baby is the size of. This week he's the size of corn on the cob.
Which I didn't understand. Because that's a pretty good size.
Yeah, and it said he's based on, so it doesn't actually read my exact belly. It says, you know, it's give or take within, you know, plus minus within an acceptable range.
Like
average babies at this time are 11.5 inches long.
It wouldn't apply to Shaquille O'Neal's mother.
Probably not.
Right.
Which is like the length of a sheet of notebook paper. Like if his legs are stretched out, he's the length of a sheet of notebook paper.
If his legs are stretched out.
Yeah, because babies are in there like this.
Yeah, but does he have his arms raised?
He's in a constant cheering motion or a good morning stretch. Mm-hmm. And then it says he now weighs over a pound. Mm. Isn't that crazy? Mm. But yeah.
Are you concerned about that kind of weight gain?
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Really? What's he eating?
Snickers ice cream bars in there. Yeah. But yeah, I felt him moving, which is a really weird thing. But I imagine to your question, when will I get big? It's just going to keep happening from here on out.
All right.
And I'm excited to have to not look like I just ate a large sandwich. Lately, my friends and family, whenever they see me, their disappointment is palpable. Because if they haven't seen me in a couple weeks, they're like, let me see the belly. And they're like,
there's nothing there. Right?
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But eventually we'll see something.
Yeah.
Unless this is a ruse.
I'm using it to get lots of gifts.
Yeah, gifts and inexcusable eating.
That's right.
When's this baby happen? If we're sitting here 3 years from now and there's still no baby.
He's cooking.
But you're over there.
I did a slow roast.
Oh, there's nothing better than a slow roast.
I know. So good.
We had ribs over Mother's Day. And we had my brother's grills like on 11. You know, you couldn't turn it down. And
it's hot.
It was heating things too fast.
Sure.
Ribs were still good, but not as good as, you know, when they fall off the bone because they've been slow roasted. It's the proper way to do it.
Yes. So they were, the bone came with the meat.
Well, yes.
It's now, ribs. What kind of grill does he have?
It's
like the
standard,
Rolls Royce?
Well, no, it's just a standard big grill outside.
We recently got
like five burners on it. I don't know.
Burners?
Yeah, what do you call them?
I don't know. I don't grill. My husband grills, but I've never my dad always did the grilling when I was growing up. And then now my husband does it. It stresses me out.
You got
out.
A butane tank, and then you got different ports of fire.
I went to school with sweet little butane.
And then you turn the knobs, and that's a burner.
Oh, those are burners. Okay.
Yeah.
We have at our house, we have just a grill kind of like that. At the lake, we have a Blackstone. We just got a Blackstone grill, which is like a big griddle, basically.
Mm.
You ever seen one of those?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you're not going to see it on a nature hunt. You either know what it is or not. Not like, have you ever seen one in the wild?
What I use is a Harry Winstone.
A Harry Winstone.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do believe his grill was just too hot. It was an operator error.
Yes.
Were you the operator?
No. My mother's boyfriend, Junior.
Oh, nice.
Was there.
Yeah, you call him Junior because your mother's boyfriend is...
younger than me.
Yes. How much younger are we talking?
2 years.
So you'd done a lot of learning in the 2 years before he arrived on Earth. So you've got a lot of knowledge to share with him.
Oh, yeah.
What are some sage bits of advice you'd offer your mom's boyfriend?
Practice safe. Cooking, grilling.
Right.
Always use a helmet.
Always use a helmet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
And he'll say, what?
Yeah.
Now, who's a better, because you grill quite a bit, don't you?
I used to. Back in the old days, in another life.
What happened? I feel like you talk about grilling in the summer.
I was ejected from the ballgame.
You don't have a grill anymore?
They rang me up. No, I don't.
Oh, I feel like maybe I've heard you talk about grilling, but maybe it was several years ago now.
Yeah,
but in my mind,
right.
It's like in the summer, you're always grilling. I don't know why.
I might get one, though. I'm looking to expand my outdoor adventure.
You mean you're going to really deck out your patio?
Yes.
I love expand my outdoor adventure.
Yes.
I like that. Romanticizing. Mm-hmm. No, you've been talking about getting at your patio at your place, getting like new furniture and maybe getting some greenery out there.
I'm just waiting for the funds. It's all picked out, ready to go. I just need the funding.
Do you need me to add it to my baby registry?
Please. Or we could crowdsource it, I guess.
How can we do it? If you'd like to contribute to Lee's patio fund?
And the Gold Star VIP people get an invite.
Oh, if you contribute, then you...
$500 or more, you get to go hang out.
How much is this patio set you're getting?
Oh, it's uptown.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are they antiques?
No.
Then why are they so expensive?
It just gets that way after a while. Labor, mainly.
You charge for labor because you're going to have to put them together.
Well, I do charge for labor, yes.
Who are you charging? You? Because it's your house.
The enterprise.
What's the enterprise?
Rearranging the outdoors of my life.
You're falling apart under cross-examination.
No, I'm not. We have to pay somebody.
Who's we?
The organization.
What organization?
The crowdsourcing that we're starting
this
here.
This is the most psychotic.
There's
thing.
Administrative cost. I've learned from some of the best charities in America.
That's true.
It can't just go to the kids.
No. You
no,
gotta
we
pay.
Gotta
yeah.
pay Sally and Bill for sitting in an office and having meetings.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I know what you're talking about because I just got all new patio furniture, and it is quality patio furniture that you're not gonna have to replace next summer. Is so expensive.
Yeah.
Like in my mind, you think there's no way it costs the same as like indoor furniture, mm-hmm. but it does because mm-hmm. it needs to withstand, mm-hmm.
You know what I saw elements. The other day that it's something. Why would anybody buy this? Why would anybody? But I'm thinking about it. I'm not there yet, but it was presented to me by Butter's mother.
Okay.
I'll show it to you and you can describe it.
Butter is Lee's dog. I keep saying that until you guys just know that that's who it is. But we keep having viewers that about once a week are like, who's Butter that Lee keeps talking about?
How do I find this? Here we go. Right here it is. I want you to look at this.
Okay.
Tell me what you think.
Okay.
I think it's here. Well.
Boy, this buildup is really.
Where did it go? Oh, that's my stuff. Oh, here it is. Look at that.
Hit me with it. Costco closet. Hang on. It's a home dry cleaning thing?
Yeah.
You just put it.
It's about, what, $800? But you know what I spend on dry cleaning?
It's $800 at Costco.
How about I double that every year? Easy in dry cleaning.
Wow. So you could just put this like in your laundry room?
Yeah.
Lee.
What do you think?
If it does what it says it, I'd need to look. You need to look at reviews.
It looks like a refrigerator.
It does, but it has like hanging. Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's the thing. You need to look at reviews because if it's going to crap out on you in 2 months or people say it doesn't really get the pits clean.
It has, what, a year warranty or something?
Dry cleaning is one of life's greatest mysteries to me. How does it work?
You know, sometimes, though, I get things that, you know, like a suit or a shirt that I've perspirated in. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they don't wash it sometimes. I mean, I love my dry cleaner. They do a great job. That's why I've been with them for 20 years. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like, well, did you wash it or should I have washed it? Because it just didn't quite.
See, because, yeah, I don't know. Like, how does dry cleaning.
Didn't feel or smell fresh. You know what I mean? By the way, I love my fit today.
You do look really cute today.
Thank you. Look at the gray hoodie matching the gray and then the white shoes. Ooh.
Okay. Now that you point it out and ask for a compliment, I'm willing to give it because it is a nice, you've really coordinated everything.
And it comes equipped with all the black hair you can imagine.
Oh my gosh.
When you drive
your
to work.
Your chest hair?
No.
Your dog hair, Butter's hair. It is interesting that your dog's name is Butter, which is traditionally yellow or on the creamy white side, yet she's a mainly black dog.
Yeah. I don't know. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. If you had a choice to name her, what would she be?
I don't know.
You're pretty attached to Butter.
Probably Christy. No.
This is my dog, Christy Turlington.
No. Agatha Christy. That's what I would have done.
Agatha Christy, the amazing author?
Yes, Agatha, put that down.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many people, specifically girls at the park, would come up to you and just fawn over you? If they're like, who's this? This is Agatha.
Agatha Christy.
Oh. Now, Agatha Christie, didn't she go missing at one point?
Mm-hmm.
I think she did. If I'm thinking of the right author, it's a famous female author, and she went missing, quote unquote, for weeks at a time. But it's like when she was getting divorced or her husband was leaving her or cheating on her or something, and people thought, oh, God, she disappeared. No, she had just like gone to like a resort for 3 weeks to kind of decompress. So she wasn't missing like something bad had happened. She had chosen to just like go somewhere because she'd been through like it was something with her marriage, like a divorce or something.
Yeah. I don't know that story.
I think that's Agatha Christie. If it's not her, it's another famous female author. Let me look at it.
You know what I watched last night?
Tell me.
A documentary about ABBA.
Okay.
I love ABBA. They were not that big of a band in the U.S., but without
the famous mystery writer Agatha Christie disappeared for 11 days in December 1926, sparking a national search and much speculation. She was found at a Harrogate hotel claiming amnesia, and her husband stated she had suffered a complete memory loss.
Yeah, whatever. She was with the pool boy.
Huh.
Anyway, back to ABBA.
There's speculation that she might have been suicidal or that her disappearance was a publicity stunt to boost her literary career.
They were the biggest band in the
Inside
world.
Inside the car were her... I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Start over. You're watching something about ABBA.
Yeah.
You are dancing queen. Mm-hmm.
That was the only number one they had in the U.S. But they were massive, like in Australia. There was ABBA fever like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they weren't welcome in their home country of Sweden.
Sweden? Why not?
They said they were too commercial. It's a bunch of, I don't care for Sweden. After I watched this, they're too popish and they should be concerned about what's happening in South America. And they should be concerned what's happening in Asia. They should be concerned. It's like,
wait, what?
You know what? They're providing a service by allowing you to sort of relax deprogram and enjoy pop music. Don't
so
give me this.
So they were saying you shouldn't just be entertaining. Oh, these
uptight. Oh, good Lord.
That's when I don't like when people pressure celebrities to comment on something going on.
They don't want to do it.
The celebrity, they don't know any more about this topic than the rest of us. They don't have more sway in this. They're just a normal human being like we are. Just because they come out and say, like, I don't even know what the issue is. It's just, I think it's weird when people are like, so this celebrity hasn't even chimed in. It's like, what do they have to do with it?
Right. Yeah, because they don't care about what I care about. They're bad people.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Oh, I wish I could just go after those folks.
Yeah. Those critics. Anyway, what was the documentary?
So they was just about them, how
was
they
it on
started.
Netflix or
and
what?
And they started on the, what's it called? Eurovision?
The big competition?
That's how they were discovered. They won
it.
Sweden had never won it, ever.
Sure.
Like every country competes and they send their best. And ABBA shows up and their very first song out of the gate was Waterloo.
Waterloo.
And they killed it. And everybody loved them, except then here comes all the Swedes attacking them.
Why wouldn't you be proud of your band from your country?
I don't know. And then they're making a ton of money, and they, which was stupid on their part, they stayed in Sweden, and the tax rate is 85%. They're handing their country that hates them millions of dollars. I just was so irritated with Sweden, I couldn't take it.
Okay, I didn't realize so they're one of those economies where everything is...
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's nice there, but it ain't that nice. It ain't that nice where I bust my hump. What happens is Sweden never...
I love the term bust my hump.
Sweden never really becomes a great nation because they've limited what their people could do. Why would you want to achieve excellence if you're just going to take it from me? There's no point in that.
Yeah.
That's why we're number one, baby, with a bullet.
Oh, wow.
Because there is no limit to what I can do.
Do they still live in Sweden? Surely not.
Yeah, I think so.
They do.
And then they were couples.
Yeah.
You know, you had Bjorn with the hot blonde, and then Benny with the other hot brunette, or redhead, whatever she was. And the girls were fantastic singers. The boys were great songwriters and musicians, and then they just took off and started creating hits that never really took off here in America because we thought they were weird, and they kind of were. They did.
Well, sometimes
kitsch.
Things don't translate country to country.
Well, here's the
not
odd.
Just language, but stylistically.
And then they started to fall out of favor in Europe, not Australia. Australia loved them. And what was happening on the music scene was like the Sex Pistols and Sid Vicious and those guys who were anti-establishment. So they were the opposite of what ABBA was. They're almost like the Osmonds in a way, except talented musicians.
Hey.
Sorry. But the truth is, so when the Sex Pistols are on tour, you know what they were listening to?
ABBA?
Yes.
Really?
They had Dancing Queen on a loop. They loved it. So when Dancing the guys Queen. Are setting up and playing their
music. That's it. I'm watching Mamma Mia when I get home.
Yeah.
The first one. The rest sucked.
Yeah.
If there was, what was there, two or three more? Or one or two
I
more?
I know there were two.
I don't know. The first one was good. So good. Oh, except for Pierce Brosnan. When he would sing in that movie, it looked like it hurt him physically.
James Bond shouldn't sing.
No, he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
The number he did with Meryl Streep. I was like, someone get that man a lozenge.
Ooh.
It was not good. Okay.
Anyway,
nice.
I don't want to live in Sweden.
You don't want to live in Sweden. All that
visit.
To say.
Yeah, I'm not paying
visit,
that tax rate.
But you don't want to live in Sweden. Yeah, that's crazy. My friend and I were texting.
And people want to make the argument, well, they got free health care. Yeah, but how good is it?
Well, it's not free. You're paying for it.
Right. True. And
right?
But there's companies there that can't really excel because whatever they're going to do, the innovation and the innovation of coming up and busting your hump again to come up with new products.
I got to look up busting your hump.
It's gonna be taken from you. There's no point in achievement.
Bust my
hump.
H-U-M-P.
if you're wondering.
I tried to Google bust my hump, and it said, how do you get a humpback? Bust my hump is an informal and slightly old-fashioned way of saying work hard or put in a lot of effort. It's a colloquial phrase often used to express the idea of pushing oneself. Okay, this is what I want the origin. The phrase is likely derived from the term, well, bust my ass, which also means to work hard. Hump in this context is likely a euphemism for ass. So maybe we do hump because it's a...
Right.
So we don't have to say ass, but...
That was one of the questions they threw. The press was vicious with ABBA. One reporter, and I may have been in Australia, said, give me your thoughts, the blonde girl. Give me... Her name, she had a weird name. Like,
you don't know anything about anything.
It's hard to say.
Well, they are
You
Swedish.
Want to say Anne, but it's Anikitha or something. It's weird. And they said, what are your thoughts on being voted the best ass in the world?
I'd say, hell yeah.
Well, she was like, I don't know what to say to that. You know,
I'd say, cool. Sounds great. Not an award I ever sought out to win, but if I did, great.
Boiled
Agnetha Falskog, Bjorn Ulvaeus, Benny Andersson, and Annefrid Lyngstad.
Yeah. Rolls right off the tongue.
Oh, ABBA, because their name's ABBA.
That's why they call
themselves. Is it ABBA or ABBA?
I say ABBA, but you say whatever you want.
I don't know. What is a word? My friend and I were texting the other day. Hang on. And I need to... We were talking about words that... Because oftentimes autocorrect on iPhones will... If you're not paying attention, you'll send someone... You and I do it to each other all the time. Be like, sorry, autocorrect. Mm-hmm. We'll send a different word than you meant to say. Well, she and I were laughing about that. And then she said, the only good thing about autocorrect is that it helps me spell a word correctly that I often... You know, if you start to type it, it'll know what you're trying to say. And... What I want to ask you is, based on this, she said the word that autocorrect always helps her spell correctly, that a word that's just kind of a blind spot for her, is privilege. She was like, so anytime I start to type the word privilege, it helps me do it correctly. And I was like, oh, absolutely. I have words like that.
Yeah.
Definitely. For some reason, is a blind spot for me. I always second guess myself on that and have to use autocorrect on that, and I'm very thankful for it. What's a word that you often use?
There is one, and I can't think of it at the moment because it takes me several guesses to get autocorrect to even recognize it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You just start typing letters like,
help I believe me. It's mother.
Mother.
No, I can't think of what it is.
As soon as she said privilege, I was like, oh, mine's definitely.
No, there is a word that I use quite often. I was like, oh, God. Spell that, and then I'll try it. Autocorrect doesn't right, so then I have to go to Google. Now Google gets it quicker than autocorrect does. Google will find out right away. I know what you
I
need,
know
buddy.
You, buddy.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Oh wow, that's so funny. I had a follow up question, and it just disappeared. It was going to be so good.
Well, that's the end of this press conference. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys. How do you feel about being voted best ass in this office?
I guess nobody wants to be defined as a body part, but I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, if people voted against your will and said, sorry, we got to recognize this hump.
Yeah.
What body part would you be like? And obviously, genitalia aside.
Why is genitalia aside?
Well, because how would people vote on it, Lee?
Well, I don't know.
Do you have a catalog you pass out to the masses? Here's my penis portfolio.
Crank yourself up, did you?
Oh, it made my rib hurt. I think the baby kicked. I think he's laughing in there. I'm sorry. Anyway, so.
I don't know. Eyes, maybe?
Okay. I'd go with legs. I've always liked my legs, and I'd feel really good if people agreed.
With those knees?
With these knobby knees? I bet you'd be really happy because you all the time when you're complaining about your weight, you always say, but I've got nice shoulders.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I thought you were going to say abdomen. Oh, if I had a Walton Goggins abdomen.
His abdomen is to be envied these days.
Yes. Yeah. I'll never get there.
Well, that's the spirit.
Food is too good.
It's too good.
You got to really. I mean, listen, you can do push-ups and sit-ups all day long. You're not going to be ripped unless you cut calories to nothing where they can be seen.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Because that's the last place fat's going to leave.
It is the midsection.
Yeah.
Especially as we get older. Fat just gets there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm gaining a lot of fat in my midsection right now. I don't know what to do about it. And I can feel it moving. Started a colony down there.
Wow.
It's crazy. Oh, here's another thing. What's a common, this was my follow-up question. What is a common autocorrect thing that your phone will try to get you to type when you're trying to type something else? Do you ever have one where all the time, like I'll be trying to type hell, because I like to say hell yes a lot in text. I don't know why. But mom, it'll always try to correct it to heal yes. H-E apostrophe, like, as in he will, the contraction.
Yeah, I've got one of those too, like, that frustrates me.
Heal yes. So I'm like, why is my phone trying to get me to say heal yes? One of my friends, she said that hers is, it autocorrects good to hood. She said, so I sound like I'm trying to sound tough, because I'll say, that's good, but it'll send, that's hood.
No, there is one, but it's like a short word changes on me all the time.
God.
No, it's like, I don't know. Oh, I know what it is. It'll change like it to of. Or of to it. Sometimes kiss to kick.
Do you butter text a lot?
I want to kick you.
Ooh, right, I want to kiss you. Is that something you text a lot too?
Well, it could be the other way around. I'm going to kiss you right in the ass. Maybe that.
Okay, so kiss to kick.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hood. Hell to heel. Oh, this was a...
Well, it's tough when they when that happens. I'm talking to a dude and I'm making a threat.
I'm going to kiss his ass.
I'm going to kiss you right in the ass.
Oh, and said, I'm going to kick you right,
right
there. And he's like, Lee, don't, please. Honestly, he might back off more than if he said, I'm going to kick you in the
ass. That is true. What was that I saw the other day? Some guy, they squared off. And he goes, you want to go? Let's go. He goes, I don't. He goes, all right, you want to go? He goes, well, either way, we're both going to be naked. And the guy started taking his clothes off.
Oh, he's like, never mind, I'm out.
Oh, because he said, do you want to fight or the other?
Oh.
And he goes, oh, we're going to fight. He goes, either way, we're naked. The guy started to undress. And he backed off. He's like, okay, I'm out.
A viral tweet, or a tweet that went viral a couple years ago based on the autocorrect thing, was a girl that said, does my phone think I live in Game of Thrones time? Because I try to type the word woke, as in like I just woke up, and it always corrects it to wolf.
Wolf.
She said, I've never once typed wolf. Why is it trying to push wolf on me?
I just wolf up. Mm.
But either way.
Either way.
We're naked.
Yeah, either way, we're naked. It was weird.
It's so funny. Yeah. All right. Well.
Well, what?
Got any questions from the staff? Wait, we had a viewer submitted question last week
we
that you
did.
Saved.
We had, did I send it to you? Let me look here at my little...
Well, I'm waiting on Lee.
Thing.
Don't forget to like, rate, review, subscribe. You can also watch the video version of this on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. Also, catch our TV show, The Lee and Haley Show, weekdays at noon on Fox 56 in Lexington, Kentucky. We also enter a number of other markets, but that is our home market.
Here's a question from Nanny Franklin.
Hi, Nanny Franklin.
Love the show. She says, question, where did you get those beautiful tomatoes featured on the cooking segment we did? And that was fun. And I had no clue as to what Bridget was concocting, but apparently at a Michelin rated restaurant, they, as an appetizer, they serve just basic tomato that comes out as a tomato. They hand you a knife, then they give you a lemon and you slice, drizzle the lemon on the tomato, then you put a little olive oil on that and salt, and it is unbelievably good.
It was really, really good.
I loved it.
It was very good. So we asked our producer, Nikita, and Nikita said, Kroger? So they were just grocery store tomatoes, but they were looking, they were very good that day. So they
Kroger.
Did look. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and this is about the podcast. This comes from Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
She writes, I would like to ask Lee to raise his voice on the podcast. I always listen in the car and have trouble when he drops his voice. Just saying. Love you all.
Okay.
That's a testosterone problem.
No, I think sometimes like you'll start kind of.
Well, no, if you want the technical explanation, it's called modulation. Now, what happens is I'm speaking at a normal tone, and then you come in with
your screech. I knew you'd somehow make this
screech,
my fault.
And it's up high and just penetrating in an obnoxious way. And no one can hear me now because the mic's not picking me up. It's not modulating me up.
We're on two separate mics, Lee.
But it's compressed and then sent out. But you're overriding everything with your hysteria. Thank you for understanding.
Hood. That's hood. Well, they didn't mention that in the request. They simply asked for you to speak up, so.
I shouldn't have to. That's why we have microphones.
Lee, I'm talking at a normal level.
Oh, my. Of course you are now.
I am talking at a normal level.
Let's see what this one is. This person writes, this is Ken. My wife and I love your show. We love when you share about your dogs. Maybe you can have a doggy day or a pet segment on your show where everyone, meaning you two, also Bridget, Nikita, Noah, Kelly, Nua, bring in their pets. Everybody here is now a pet owner, I guess.
Yeah, you were the holdout.
Yeah. I should have done it sooner. But I just thought, it's going to be brave a enough. Hassle every day. But you end up going,
Your thing was always, I like to go out to bars too much, and I can't
Which
leave the dog.
Which has been curtailed. Because I feel bad, so I don't.
And you used to bitch when Nikita would leave y'all's bar dates to go take care of her dog.
Yeah, this is a sacrifice.
But it's worth it, because you love
it. Is it? It just, I
hope Butter isn't listening.
It is a sage on...
Sage?
Okay, a salve. It's a salve...
I don't know what you're trying to say.
On loneliness. That's all it is, because I didn't have companionship.
Huh?
That's all this dog does for me, but it also limits my human interactions.
Okay.
So it's a trade-off.
Yeah, like anything worth having.
But Nikita was trading me off for her dog. And now I get to do it to the rest of the world. It makes a horrible society.
Whatever. It's your life. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, please rate, review, subscribe.
Is that it? We're done. Oh, I didn't know if the staff said
you
something.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Well, I don't know. I was just checking, but I guess you're right. Although Kelly wants to know, if Butter was a human, what would she be like? Your thoughts.
She'd be a 20s flapper girl, much like Daisy in The Great Gatsby.
Right.
That's immediately what my mind went to.
Which I believe is based upon Dorothy Parker. The real person, Dorothy Parker.
And I mean this entirely positively, because I love that character. For me, it's played by Carey Mulligan in the Leonardo DiCaprio version. She's just effortlessly gorgeous, sweet, genuine, rich, has everything handed to her. I just feel like Butter would really thrive in that.
She's a flapper girl.
Aristocratic 20s lifestyle.
I should get her
lifestyle.
A little flapper outfit.
She'd be so cute as
the head. You got to have the headband.
Yeah, and then the fringy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be such a cute flapper girl.
It doesn't quite go all the way down, or like her little butt is still out.
Mm-hmm. You know how everybody says, because I have corgis, as you all know, their little butts walk. I just saw a TikTok where a woman had put one of those belly dancing things around the corgi's midsection with the like coins hanging off. Right. So as the dog walks, it's like
jingles.
It was amazing. Okay, I'll make my dog's belly dancers for Halloween, and you make her a flapper girl. But that's who I think. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think that's a great.
I mean, instantly, I just think she's Daisy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
We solved it. All Daisy, we love you. Carey Mulligan, we love you. Leonardo DiCaprio, we even love you.
Who was in the Robert Redford version? Was that Mia Farrow?
Was it? I've seen that, but I only saw it like once. And I think we watched it in school, maybe when we were reading the book.
I may be wrong, but I think it could.
Well, let me look. This will be
all right. Then
our last
then
bit of information.
Who was in The Great Gatsby with Robert Redford? I thought it was Mia Farrow, but I could be wrong.
Let's see.
No.
You were right.
Oh, I was right. Okay, good.
Yes, that's right. Mia Farrow played Daisy.
And then who?
Jay Gatsby, Robert Redford, Nick Carraway was played by Sam Waterston.
Yes, Sam. A young Sam Waterston.
Loves. Waterston.
That's what I said. Young
My
Sam
God,
Waterston.
Robert Redford at any age.
Hot,
he's,
hot.
I mean, he...
He's
Brad Pitt is a poor man's Robert Redford, and Brad Pitt is one of the most gorgeous men on the planet.
I agree.
So it's just like, he's just otherworldly. God spent a week on that face. Mm-hmm. Oh, so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
I guess Paul Newman and Robert Redford are the are were the original Brad Pitt, George Clooney. Because Newman was a little older than Redford, but they were always doing stuff together.
Yeah. They were Sundance Kid.
Butch Cassidy and
yeah.
Got enough dynamite there, Butch?
Sure, sure, sure. Love it. Love it.
That is such a good line.
Yeah.
The sarcasm of we rob this train and just blow the doors off.
Yeah.
And they blew the whole thing up and money's flying around everywhere. Got enough dynamite there, Butch? Sarcasm. And then, of course,
you're right. It is very similar to the Brad Pitt Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you and I were laughing about...
I've seen trailers for the new F1 movie Brad Pitt.
It's, you know, so I saw just a little behind the scenes because I love movie magic. And it was in camera. Not all of it's in camera. But Pitt or the other guy playing the driver is literally just sitting in a chair, right? Mm. I mean, just like in an office, sitting in a chair in the helmet. The camera is like 6 inches from his face. And there's... a grip or someone above him shaking his helmet like this, you know, just moving his head around and they're spraying water like, and then you go to what they do and behind him, they put the footage. But it's on
and
his,
it looks really good.
And it's cause it's like on his eye. I mean, it's a tight shot of his eye, but everything is like fogged up and he's like driving around. It's just cool how they do this.
It is cool. I love to see that. But it kind of blows it for me a little bit.
Really?
I like to think he was really doing it.
You thought
I know he wasn't, obviously. But I don't know. Sometimes some things are better left unknown.
That's what she said. It said, please keep your pants on.
That's what it says on the outside of your penis portfolio. Look if you want, but some things are better left unknown. That's what she said. What? Please keep your pants on.
That's what she said on the honeymoon.
Listen,
you know what?
Something's
just left unknown. Let's not go there.
We don't need to know everything.
Let's keep some mystery, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We do appreciate it.
Wow, that was so funny. What a great way to end. Anyway, thank you so much, guys. Hope you have a great day. We appreciate you watching our show, listening here, following us on social media. It means the world to us. Our whole mission is just to make you laugh and smile and have a better day. And so if we're doing that, then we've had a great day. And we hope you've had a great day, too. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Goodbye.